It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness.
And today we have Renata Krumer on. Renata is not only a cancer survivor, she has an incredibly interesting background. On Russian radio network, she was formerly a master of ceremonies for a multitude of events at both Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center, both of my two old stomping grounds there. She gave the Big Apple Music Awards in New York City, Lifetime TV miniseries performer on Off-Broadway, graduated from the University of New York with a nutrition degree, and went to the Stern Business School, one of the best here in the country. Formerly held a top management position in hospitality industry in New York, and reversed a death sentence. Renata, welcome.
Thank you so much. What you are talking about me, I feel so humble. You did not say anything about you and your absolutely remarkable wife. And I have to tell you, I'm so honored. I'm so honored to be invited to speak to you, because when I'm thinking about both of you, you're truly making a difference in this world. And this is huge. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So how many years ago did a doctor tell you you were going to die?
Doctor, 8 years ago was the third time when I had a surgery. But 4 years ago, when it came back as a stage four, they said that this is it. Apparently, this is the most aggressive cancer that they knew. And like, not a lot of people in the world have the, like, every, thank God they never experienced it. Moreover, you know, I live in New York, and you know, New York is huge. Yeah. Only one specialist for the entire state. And when I asked, how come just one? They said, hey, people live for a few months. Nobody needs specialists here. So no specialists. It's so tough, because any other cancer, do you know, at least New York, you would be able to find at least one doctor in any big clinic, not here. Only Sloan Kettering, which is, of course, very like well-known place, but only one specialist for the entire state.
That was pretty scary. They said to you, we don't need specialists because nobody survives. 100% of people
die. Nobody survives. This is it. Yeah. They said a few months. And do you know, I'm almost 60. So let's say 8 years ago, I was 50. For me, it's like very young. 4 years ago, I was 55 and a half. And it's again very young age, in my opinion. Probably if young people listening, they say, come on, you're almost 60. It's not yet. But for me, hey, this is a young age.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, I think inside I'm a fighter. And I did not believe the verdict. You know how important not to believe? And what helped me tremendously, my morning ritual. And I have to tell you, to both of you, I am so honored that you have my morning ritual as a part of your program. Every morning I talk about this Hippocrates, and I do strongly believe that you are the most transformational program exists. I love you guys, appreciate you so much, and I do believe that God makes no mistake to know about you. Somebody need to deserve this information. I think that my husband and I, we prepared ourselves so well that now you're a part of our life, and of course you're a part of your life, and I don't take it for granted. I appreciate you so much.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you.
Talk about your morning ritual. So this is something every listener anywhere in the world, you have people watch you from all over the world. What time do you do it? How often do you do it? And what do you do?
I do it for 31 years, which is like a long time. I do it every single morning, which is like 7 days a week. I start, and I do in Instagram right now, and I do it at 9 o'clock Eastern time. California time, it's 6 in the morning, but because it stays in my Instagram, it's recorded. So somebody anywhere in the world, I have people join me from Japan. And when I do it, it's 11 p.m. there. But they said that this morning ritual is so transformational that they joined me. They joined me since pandemic started, and I realized that was the time when I was announced my diagnosis. They said that it's a few months, and I realized that people are so devastated with pandemic. I look at them, they look worse than me. And I thought, hey, they said, few months and you're leaving. And you guys, yeah, you're afraid. This obviously it's scary, but I realized that they wake up with the wrong energy or vibration or whatever you can say.
So they bought it. They bought it. They bought the negativity. You never bought the negativity.
No, I don't. Do you know, in my opinion, God loves me. Because look, like you're part of me believing that God loves me. I do believe the more I work on myself, better and better and better people joining you. If somebody say something is so, like, everybody's bad around, hey, come on, this is time to check who you are. So I think I honestly strongly believe the more I work on myself, I said, it's my husband and I, it's my one man. Love for the past 28 years, I value him tremendously. But the more we work, both of us work on ourselves, better and better people joining us everywhere in the world.
So I got up tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., how do I access the morning ritual?
This is my Instagram, Renata Krumer.
Okay, so let's say this. So you get on Instagram, you look up your name.
You get on Instagram, Renata, R-E-A-T-Z-N-T-A-N-G-O, A, and Krumer. K-R-U-E-R. If for any reason you can find me, you can call me. I would love to feel that I am part of your life journey and making you stronger, happier. Because you know what we do there? We are expanding there. We are visualizing. We are mental rehearsing. We are manifesting together. Something that people don't do, but we're doing it together. As you know, the power of collective, like collective power. This is enormous force. And we are together. You know, we heal together. We have fun together. Everything we do, it's so powerful.
Yes.
And I, of course, very blessed.
You have, how many thousands of people do this with you?
Oh, many. In my Instagram, it's 300,000 people. How many people do it with me? I cannot tell you that I always know, but I'm so glad that more than 300,000 people have an ability to join me. And I feel, I know I some people, they write directly after the program. They appreciate, they tell me about their changes in their life. And because, you know, I do something in the beginning, it's called expansion, something phenomenal. Then we work on a gratitude journal together. Then we do open mirror incantation. Like, this is a 1 hour program. But after this program, if you're not going to exercise at all, if you're not going to meditate, you're good. You feel good. If this one program in your life, and you can start at 6 o'clock in the morning because it's recorded, or if you want to join me, because I do believe that moment is very important. I'm here. 9 o'clock in the morning. I thought to change, but my California friend said, don't change. It's 6 o'clock in California. Don't do it early.
Yeah.
So it's 9 Eastern time, but it's recorded. And if you have this 1 hour for your beautiful self, because to be honest, what morning ritual is about connecting to yourself. So connecting to yourself so you can connect to others with no division and separation. And honestly, this is the only way how you can't experience this world in the most pure, true form, which is love. I do believe that it's love.
Yes.
And by the way, guys, this is the way how we can change the world from the inside out.
It's the only way you change it. Only way you change
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And your transformation of Hippocrates wellness is so much in sync with me. It's like my program. That's why when I start my ritual, but last like few weeks, past few weeks, I'm always saying good morning to Hippocrates' family because I consider you as my extensive family. I think if somebody's watching, I want them to know that what hypocrisy means because I do believe that God makes no mistakes. They're looking at me. And I do something that when I do expansion and they experience four different elements, earth, water, fire and air. And when we in a water, I mentioned that it's very, very, very significant to follow the lighthouse in your life. I do compare Hypocrisy Wellness as a lighthouse. And this is so important. And I know that you had the lighthouse for over 60 years and
70
legendary
years.
70 years.
That I'm seeing. I love. So that's why I said that, hey, guys, this is a lighthouse for you. I say it every morning. People who ever listen from your center, they know about it, how much I value you. And I start every morning now with you talking about your center and telling about the lighthouse.
So let me repeat so people don't forget. So it's on Instagram, and it's your name, R-E-N-A-T-A, then second name, K-R-U-M-E-R. The Hippocrates, we show this every morning, and the guests see yesterday's. So our guests are so busy from 9 o'clock on that they can't all do it at 9. So yesterday's they'll see tomorrow at the Institute. And so this is something I really encourage people to do. It's free. And it's actually the gift of love, which is the most important gift we can accept.
So, yeah. So, Renata, I think everybody is excited to hear about all this, but they also want to hear your story, how you healed, because you are you are now so healthy and so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
What got you there?
Well, we come back from this break, you're going to learn how Renata actually looked into the face of death on two different occasions, went to the top doctors in the United States who told her the jig's up.
Yep.
She was told there's no experts in the largest medical state in the country, New York, because nobody survives, so why would we have experts? And you just stay tuned because we're going to come back and we're going to teach you how you can heal and reverse anything. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Renata Kramer. And her story is so amazing that you want to hear it from her own words now. Renata, how did you heal? And after you were told that you're stage four, it's a jig is up.
I know. So considering that was nothing in United States, that was so bad that they even say that even chemotherapy, you don't need anything.
Right.
Because it doesn't help. Mm. Because sometimes people normally, they said, chemotherapy is something.
At least that an honest doctor.
Yes, they were honest, but in a few years when they realized that the only one who's living with this diagnosis, they strongly recommend me to start chemo. And when I said, you did mention that leiomyosarcoma patient does not need it. They said, yeah, but you're a unique case. Let's try. I said, why do we need to try that?
Yes.
I said, what exactly it can do for me? Mm-hmm. They said that it's going to be good for you.
We don't.
Bombing the body with nuclear bombs is always good for you.
Yes. I said, "What? In what respect? I said, what if my body would not accept this chemotherapy? They said, don't worry, we're going to put you on palliative care. We're going to find one. We're going to change it and change until we find one. And I said, absolutely not, because Renata is planning to leave. And my strength is my immune system. Mm-hmm. And it's in God's hands.
And Renata, you know what palliative care means. The listeners may not. So what the doctors were saying, you're well. And you're the only person who's ever survived this in the history of medicine. So our answer is, let's give you something because we know you're going to die anyway. So we're going to give you medicine.
Exactly. But the main reason, apparently, in this famous hospital, I'm on a sixth floor, which is sarcomas. And whenever is diagnosis anything to do with sarcomas, they kind of 100% know that this is it. And apparently I learned that nobody can live. If you can do at least a few chemotherapy before people, you need to do it. Like, this is politics. And I, like, unfortunately,
it's economics and politics and disgusting is what
together.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. But the first time what we did, we learned together with my husband that there is a doctor in Nicaragua, far. And we said, we don't care. And when we called there, to be honest, it was very expensive. And when I learned about prices in Hippocrates, I thought how generous you are, because the prices are very good and very modest for what you're offering. And what I was offering going to Nicaragua, I did not know what I would get, how the country, third world country. But you know what? I thought nobody else promised me life. Hey,
let's do anything.
Yes. And they even said, send us money in advance. And my husband said, darling, do we like this idea? I said, if nobody else promised anything, and considering that I feel that God loves me, I guess this is it. Let's trust the process and let's go.
Well, you never went there, and this country offshore, this doctor said, you have to send me money ahead of time?
Yes.
Wow.
We send money, and they said, the rest you're going to give us at the airport, and then we're going to bring you to clinic.
Wow.
Exactly what we did.
Wow.
And you know what? And I'm so happy that I did, because now he said I'm his favorite patient. Because when he looked at both of us, and I was a happy one, he said, okay, who's sick? I said, me. He said, you're smiling. I said, hey, I'm here to heal. I'm not like, I came so. So that was 4 years ago. And of course, we were there 8 times. And I have to tell you, I do think that when you help people, I do believe God, universe, whatever you believe in, higher power, they have a message that, hey, you sharing, you need more. I think that I get my energy only because I'm sharing and I love to make a difference. Do you know how many people for 8 times that I went to Nicaragua and paying a lot of money every time, to be honest? Do you know how many people I brought with me? Because when people contemplate the idea to travel to Nicaragua, they're not enthusiastic. But I was so excited, so they went with me 8 times. And because we did not do it as a business, we did it as like, hey, let's help people. Because, you know, somebody would not share with me, that would be it. And by the way, the person who shared the information with me, they refused to give testimonials.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the main reason, they said, it's a gentleman. He said, I don't like cancer patients. They usually, whatever, jealous or something. And I said, really? And when we were traveling there, I said to Boris that I think I'm going to leave. Mm-hmm. And if this is the case, I'm going to share to people, because this gentleman is not exactly, was very kind. Mm-hmm. And I do not believe in it. I believe that you get more only when you're sharing. And this is regarding information, love, everything you have.
No, I'm with you.
So we share to a lot of people. And that is the reason, thank God, Boris, my husband, you've heard his wonderful voice. He was able to find the awesome place here. Yes, I'm talking about stem cells and exosomes. And if you ask me, I'm not a doctor, but I strongly believe that this is the biggest blessing exists. And also, to be honest, somebody does not need to have a cancer diagnosis. Somebody who wants to get well with whatever they have, or just want to feel younger, more vibrant, this is it.
Boris even mentioned people's hair is coming back, which makes sense.
Or hair as well. That's what I'm saying. Somebody do not need to go to so extreme and think that this is for cancer patients, even though for cancer patients, of course, I think this is the biggest blessing.
Well, it saves your life. But on the other hand, why do not do it before so you don't get cancer? Right. God knows
exactly,
what.
Exactly, exactly. But your program is something that is super for someone to being proactive, because I do believe if they eat the way you suggest, if they treat their body the way you suggest, we're talking about energy and everything else that you offering, I think the people who visit your center or who will visit in the future, guys, I think that this is something that would truly prolong and potentially can change everything. Every cell of your body changed. I spent there recently 4 days, and what you did in 4 days, this is magic. I know your best program is 3 weeks, and I spoke to a few people who graduated that program. We, my husband and I, we were honored to be a part of graduation program. And this is remarkable. I do believe that every human being needs to know that this transformational program exists.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, so, and the good thing is, I think everybody needs to know, we don't have to go to outside of country. We can get this treatment in U.S.
And you don't have 100%. To. You don't have to mortgage your house to do it. We made sure.
100%.
Yeah, Anna Marie and I grew up in working families, so we don't overcharge anyone. We overgive. We don't overcharge, and that's
you certainly do not overcharge, because we were so impressed with whatever you offer. The price is very modest. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, you know, you went back and forth to Nicaragua 8 times.
8 times.
So, yeah. So did you see how much better you got each time?
I can see, because the way, you know, when you have metastasis, you don't need to see how cute you look. Uh-huh. I have a test and they said, hey, they stopped. And this is unheard of. They cannot stop. They were running, but they stopped. So the lung cancer
went away first, which the doctors must have been shocked. What did the doctors in the large university hospital say when your lung cancer went into remission?
It's not exactly lungs. It's leiomyosarcoma. It's metastasis moved to lungs.
Yeah, it moved to the lungs.
It's not considered to be lung cancer. It's still ovarian, starts with ovaries, but that's how it moved.
Yes.
They shocked. They do not know. They cannot report it. They don't believe that this is a deal, because that's something unique. You know, in medicine, what's something unique, they think it's a magical thing.
They were willing to tell you, these doctors, that you were going to die and there was no hope. But when you came back and they saw a complete reversal of this disease that they've never had anyone heal from, they were unwilling to look at it and say, how did that happen?
But do you know what I did? I asked very, like, my doctor is very strict. And as I said, you can change it because nobody else, no specialist. And I asked your doctor, have you ever heard of stem cells or exosome treatment? She was sitting, then she stand, she dropped her pen, and she said, if Sloan Kettering never offered that, it doesn't exist. I said,
oh, wow. Wow.
And this is it. And then we stopped talking about it. I can't replace this lady. We don't have any other specialist.
Yeah.
So we don't talk about it.
So she's the only show in town, so you got to put up with her unfortunate ignorance in this area.
Yes. And I understand she's been doing it for probably 30 years because she's probably my age.
But it's sad to me. It's being an expert in death and dying is not being an expert in helping people heal.
No.
100%, yes.
And imagine how many people just give in. They just give in because they don't keep looking.
Seemingly 100% rather than Renata.
Yeah. That's so true. And do you know that in pandemic time, you know, everybody's wearing a mask. And, you know, when you go to this center, unfortunately, and we're not surprised, everybody look very sad. And I remember, like, every time if I need to go there for CAT scan, they need to have my temperature. So they said, can you open your mask for a moment? And I open, and my lipstick is always on. They're like, oh, darling, God bless you. Because, like, this is the floor. Nobody wants to look cute, especially nobody see if you are wearing a mask. I'm thinking, guys, I'm doing my morning ritual in the morning. I need to look adorable. What is that?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, it's in your mind, you know. That's very, very important.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Renata, you're a perfect example of how incredibly essential an affirmative, positive attitude is. Again, part of it is biology, but the most important is spirituality and emotionality, and you have it. And it's a pleasure to be on with you, and you share your story with people all over the world. And remember, again, tomorrow you can get on Renata, and in the morning, you can actually every day at 9 a.m. or look at the repeat the next day or that evening, whenever it is. And so thank you so much. Say hello to Boris.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
I
for
certainly speaking. Will.
Thank you, love. Thanks.
Yeah, be well now.
And I wish you and your program to exist for another 70 years and make a difference. And I'm truly grateful and honored to know both of you and this incredible program. All the best to you.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Be
Thank
well.
You.
So for all Thank of you, you around the planet, listen to that. Be inspired by it. Understand this should be your aspiration to become so happy with life that you won't let it go, that you will be relentless in your pursuit of joy. And more important than all of the rest, to share that with others. Until next week, do that. We'll be back together soon.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.